Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In today's episode of Otaku American, I'm not going to talk a lot about anime, but I am going to talk a little bit about some stuff that I just recently got in the Steam Deck, Helldivers 2, and Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. Stay tuned. So before I get into any of the games, let me start out by talking about the Steam Deck. It has changed my life in regards to playing my PC backlog games and games that I would normally play in other platforms like the Xbox or PlayStation. Like Helldivers 2 is the prime example of that. If I didn't have the Steam Deck, I would have played it on PlayStation, which I would probably never play it because I have Spider-Man 2 and I have Armored Core 6. I barely played any Spider-Man 2 and I haven't played Armored Core 6, and I'm a big fan of Armored Core. So those are two games that are still in my backlog. But because they're on PlayStation, I rarely ever get the time to actually sit down and play a game on PlayStation. Just like my Steam library in regards to PC gaming, I rarely ever have time to just sit there and play a PC game and, you know, everything being okay and, you know, all the other good stuff. So every time when I sit on my PC, I'm usually either doing schoolwork or media work. And I never get the real chance to actually sit down and play. Like, I think before I got the Steam Deck, I sat down and played, maybe Oxygen's not included, for like a solid like 20 minutes. And then I had to do something else. So last week, from the time I'm recording this, last week I had purchased, well, I ordered the Steam Deck OLED. I think it's I want to say mid-tier, but technically it's not. It's the, because the OLED version only comes in two types. So I got the 512 type versus the terabyte type. The terabyte type, besides them having different storage options, the terabyte or the more expensive type has an anti-glare kind of screen. It has a couple other like extras, but to me it wasn't really worth it, especially considering I could just get a SD card, a micro SD card, and place it into the system. And there's a slight drop off in regards to playing games off the SD card straight out. So to me, it wasn't worth me spending. I guess technically it probably wouldn't be that bad, because I think it was only like $100, maybe $80 to $100, no more than $120 more than the one I got, versus getting the LCD models, which I think you get the 256 LCD model for like $400, and then the 64 gig one is like $350 or something like that. But you could probably get it way cheaper than that if it's refurbed. And I think they still sell the 512 version of the LCD model, but the 64 gig and a 512 version of 64 of the 64 gig and its 512 version of the LCD models are getting phased out, and they're keeping the 256 gig model of LCD for your lowest tier for $400, I think, and then 512 for the OLED version, and the terabyte version. So, but so far so good. I mean, I don't have any like real plugins, and really I'm just playing everything on a Steam Deck as stock. So the games that I purchased when I got the Steam Deck were recently that I purchased, were obviously Helldivers 2, which I'm talking about probably in the next segment, and Yakuza, well, I think they just call it Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. Those are the two games I've just recently purchased in regards to getting the Steam Deck. The other games that are in my that are in my backlog that I've been playing, like, I've been playing Oxygen's not included, but I think I'll keep that. I'll probably take that off the Steam Deck and just play it directly on the PC, because it's easier to just play with mouse and keyboard for that kind of game. Even on the Steam Deck version, very way of playing isn't technically all that bad, but I think I'll just keep it that way. I downloaded Rocket League on the Steam Deck. I'll probably check that out this week now that I'm back at school. Last week I had spring break at school, so other than that, the Steam Deck so far is so good. It's been a great system. I got the Steam Deck when I got a little extra money from my tax return, and I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and get this thing. I always wanted the Steam Deck. Plus, I spoke to Soapbox J, which I'll probably have on a show next week or 2 weeks from now. We'll talk about a bunch of different stuff. But he was the one who told me he had gotten a Steam Deck. I don't remember if he told me it was the OLED version or the LCD version. I'll probably talk to him about that later. But knowing him, it's probably, I would like to say it's probably the OLED version, but I don't know. Sometimes he'll cheap out, but I think it's a situation in which it's like, I don't know how much value he'll see in the OLED version versus the LCD version if he's just trying to play games. Even though I think, to me, the value in the OLED versus the LCD is the LCD, everything looks washed out. It's kind of like watching actual, like, regular LCD stuff. Everything looks washed out because the blacks aren't true black. Which, anytime I can get an OLED version of something, I always try to get the OLED version. But so far, so good. And let's just, you know, move on to Helldivers, which would be the next segment. So, the game that I purchased, I think the first game I purchased, and I think as soon as I got the Steam Deck, I purchased Helldivers. It took a while. What I don't like about the Steam Deck to some extent is when you install a game onto the Steam Deck, you have to pretty much have the Steam Deck powered on in order for it to download. Either there's a setting that I'm missing, but when I would turn it off, it'll stop downloading. And then as soon as I turn it back on again, it resumes the download. So it's not like Xbox or PlayStation, more specifically Xbox, because PlayStation still has that issue too. Xbox, I turn my Xbox on and it'll still keep downloading. And then when I go back to it, it'll be done. Sometimes it doesn't, it just depends. But, you know, for the most part, I don't have that issue with Xbox. PlayStation, that's a different conversation. So, and now that I think about it, when I use the Steam client on my PC, it's kind of the same thing. Like, if I turn the PC off, it doesn't download. But if I'm doing other things and it's downloading also, then yeah, it's done. It finishes out. But I digress. So I purchased, like I said, I purchased Helldivers 2, and I purchased Yakuza Like a Dragon. I think it's like just Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. And oh my god, Helldivers 2 is crazy. It's funny because it's like, the graphics of the game looks like, I want to see what it looks like on like my computer monitor, because so far I've only played it on a Steam Deck. I haven't played it on anything else. And I know Big L, he plays Helldivers because we played Helldivers together. And even though he and I, when we play games together, we're more serious with playing those games. It's rare that we're ever comedic. We were comedic when we were young, but when we got older, it's not that we're not necessarily trying to be funny. It's just that with Helldivers, funny stuff just happens. Sometimes funny stuff just happens. Like, if you jump in a game and it was like me, him, and Phantom, which is somebody from our from the Discord he's in, and we're all in, shout out to Phantom, and we're all in the game, and then there's some other person, like, we had this other person jump in, and, you know, it's just crazy some of the stuff that would happen in this game, and, you know, just the game gives off hardcore Starship Trooper vibes, like straight out. And the funny thing about that is that I think younger players don't know where Starship Troopers is, which is not crazy to imagine because Starship Troopers, the movie itself, was god awful. But Starship Troopers had Starship Troopers looked at itself like Helldivers looks at itself, the movie would be phenomenally great. But you gotta understand, the time that Starship Troopers came out, I don't think it knew that it was like a B movie or something like that. It was the movie was just like Helldivers 2's propaganda and videos are exact like carbon copies of Starship Troopers. Literally, they are. Except Helldivers 2 knows it's a funny parody of propaganda, military propaganda, versus Starship Troopers. They kind of took themselves seriously, which then at the same time kind of made no sense. So, and that's what made Starship Troopers, like Starship Troopers when it came out, I think it came out in like the late 90s, early 2000s, when that movie came out. So most of the people playing Helldivers 2 weren't even born when this game came out, when this movie came out. So, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, the game Helldivers 2 plays like, if Starship Troopers was a video game, Helldivers 2 is that game. So, but Helldivers 2, if it's a squad-based game, third-person shooter, and you can play the game with rando people in the game, but trust, when rando people play, and with the Steam Deck, I'm able to talk to people. Like, my first game, I played with this rando guy, and, you know, he and I were like, it was just terrible. We barely passed the board or whatever. And he and I were, I didn't even realize I could talk to the guy. And we started talking, and he was like, yeah, this is my first time playing. I was like, yeah, it's my first time playing too. He's like, yeah, this game is freaking crazy. I was like, yeah, this game is crazy, but I'm still gonna play it. And that was, I was level one then. Like, right now, I think I'm level six. So I play the game a lot, but I don't play the game a lot. I think when I play the game now, I kind of want to play with people that I know versus not like playing solo. So you can play solo in this game, but it's better when you play with a squad. So, but I'll definitely, Big L and I probably talk more about this game because we've played like a couple of matches in this game together. So I think it's a better shot for me to talk with him and maybe somebody else. Maybe I'll get Soapbox Shay. If he doesn't already have the game, maybe I'll get him to get the game and we'll go there from there. But let me touch a little bit on Yakuza Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. I don't know why I keep trying to say Yakuza, because this is a Yakuza game. It's like, it might as well be Yakuza 8 or 9 or whatever number they're up to now. And so far so good. I mean, I played the game a lot. To me, there's a lot of dialogue and cinematic movies that I have to sit through, but this game is actually now stationed, instead of it being in Japan, now it's in Hawaii. So, but yeah, like I said, so far it reminds me exactly like a dragon, Yakuza Like a Dragon. Because it's basically a sequel to that, because I think they're pivoting toward that more so than anything else, because it has Kiryu from the Yakuza series, I forgot what they call him, the Ghost of Dojima or something like that. They got him in there, the Dragon of Dojima or something like that, and they have him, who's been in all the other Yakuza games outside of like a Dragon and judgment. But yeah, I think that's where they're pivoting now toward, is the Like a Dragon, because the Like a Dragon games are more RPG games versus Yakuza in general being more of a beat 'em up kind of game. But yeah, so far so good. I'm loving the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck is allowing me to play a lot of PC games that I wouldn't have played normally. And Helldivers 2, phenomenal game, hilarious, funny as hell game, especially when you play with other people. I've watched videos in which there was like WTF moments and funny moments, and some of the stuff is like, wow, that's crazy. But then other stuff is like, it's not any less crazy. It's just that some of the stuff I've actually witnessed, and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, that's crazy also. And then Like a Dragon, you know, I'll be playing more of that. So I've been playing Legend Bowl on my Steam Deck, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, and Helldivers 2. And a smattering of other games too, like Oxygen not included and that kind of stuff. So, but on that note, I'm going to cut the show short because it's like 6 a.m. in on the East Coast when I'm recording this. That's why you're probably hearing a lot of yawning. But I wanted to hurry up and make this show real quick. And, you know, as always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.